जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text 23. Na brahmanai stulaye bhutam anyat As far as possible, let's try to chant in unison. Pashyami vipra kimata param tu यस्मिन् नृभि प्रहुतं श्रद्धयाहम् अश्नामि कामं न तथाग्निहोत्रे न ब्राह्मणैस्तुलये भूतमन्यत् पश्यामि विप्रा किमतः परं तु यस्मिन् नृभि प्रहुतं श्रद्धयाहम् अश्नामि कामं न तथाग्निहोत्रे न ब्राह्मणैस्तुलये भूतमन्यत् पश्यामि विप्रा किमतः परं तु Yasmin nibi prahutam shraddhayaham Ashnami kamam natathagni hotre Navramanais tulaye bhutamanyat Pashyami vipraha kimatav paramtu Yasmin ribhi prahutam shraddhayaham Ashnami kamam natathagni hotre Ladies, please. Sorry. Na brahmanai stulai bhutamanyat Pashyami vipra kimatav paramtu Yasmin nibhi prahutam shraddhayaham Ashnami kamam natathagni hotre Na brahmane stulaye bhutamanyat Pashyami vipra kimatav paramtu Yasmin nibhi prahutam shraddhayaham Ashnami kamam natathagni hotre Himanshu, I'm sorry I cut you off. Would you like to read? Na, not, brahmane, with the brahmanas, tulaye, I count as equal, bhutam, entity, anyat, other, pashyami, I can see, vipraha, O assembled brahmanas, kim, anything, ataha, to the brahmanas param superior to certainly yasmin through whom nribihi by people prahutam food offered after ritualistic ceremonies are properly performed shraddhaya with faith and love aham I Ashnami, eat, kamam, with full satisfaction. Na, not, tatha, in that way, agnihotre, in the fire sacrifice. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O respectful Brahmanas, as far as I'm concerned, no one is equal or superior to the Brahmanas in this world. I do not find anyone comparable to them. When people know my motive after performing rituals according to the Vedic principles, they offer food to me with faith and love through the mouth of a Brahmana. When food is thus offered unto me, I eat it with full satisfaction. Indeed, I derive more pleasure from food offered in that way than from the food offered in the sacrificial fire. Purport. According to the Vedic system, after the sacrificial ceremony, the Brahmanas are invited to eat the remnants of the offered food. When the Brahmanas eat the food, it is to be considered directly eaten by the Supreme Lord. Thus, no one can be compared to qualified Brahmanas. The perfection of evolution is to be situated on the Brahmanical platform. Any civilization not based on Brahmanical culture or guided by Brahmanas is certainly a condemned civilization. Presently, human civilization is based on sense gratification, and consequently, more and more people are becoming addicted to different types of things. No one respects Brahmanical culture. Demoniac civilization is attached to Ugra karma, horrible activities, and big industries are created to satisfy unfathomable lusty desires. Consequently, the people are greatly harassed by governmental taxation. The people are irreligious and do not perform the sacrifices recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Yajnyad bhavati parjanyaha. Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, text 14. By the performance of sacrifice, clouds form and rain falls. Due to sufficient rainfall, there is sufficient production of food. Guided by the brahmanas, society should follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Then people will become very happy. Annad bhavanti bhutani. When animals and man are sufficiently fed with grains, they become stronger, their hearts become tranquil, and their brains peaceful. They can then advance in spiritual life, life's ultimate destination. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Yesterday I was in the kitchen and I was hearing Mother Dhanakeli congratulate us for being on the highest rung of evolution. And I remember telling myself, you're very fortunate, Nityananda Prandas. Just make sure that you don't mess it up. Otherwise, like Prabhupada narrates a story, Punar Mushika Bhava, again become a mouse. So I spent the day trying to caution myself to take how she started the class very seriously. That by the dint of some exceptional causeless mercy, from nowhere, straight up the top rung of evolutionary ladder or cycle. And all I have to do is not mess it up. And from there on, it's smooth ride, but just don't mess it up. So this Punar Mushika Bhava story that Prabhupada narrates, again become a mouse. He says sometimes, rascal, again become a mouse. Is when a mouse, by the causeless mercy of a saintly person, moves up the ladder and becomes a dog and then a tiger, and suddenly forgets how he got there and snares at the saintly person. So the saintly person sprinkles some water on the fellow and says, Punar Mushika Bhava, again become a mouse. So it comes down the evolutionary step again very quickly. Rishabdeva is giving his sons, first of all, the summary of the verse is that he is glorifying the position of brahmanas. The greatness of a person actually is in relation to God, because absolutely no individual is great. Every individual is very, very tiny. In relation to God, also, we are very tiny. But when Krishna compares, or God compares someone in reference to Him, that is one's greatness. Krishna is called Bhagavan, and those in relation to Krishna are called Bhagyavan. So he's talking about the Brahmanas as the greatest of the highest, the most elevated of personalities. And he's describing how they are so great that he's more satisfied when food is offered to brahmanas, and brahmanas eat that sacrificial offering with relish, that Krishna is more happy or happier than food grains thrown into the sacrificial fire. Now, it does not mean that sacrificial fires need not be lit anymore. What it means is that these sacrifices, if not done by or under the guidance of brahmanas, and if the brahmanas are not duly respected, then Krishna is not pleased. Srila Advaita Acharya, while observing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, and Shraddha ceremony is where the brahmanas recite mantras and pinda is offered to Lord Vishnu. It's called pindodaka, pinda and udaka, rice and mung dal, pinda and water is offered to the dear departed previous generations. And that is actually Vishnu prasadam. And the first thing after that ceremony is to invite the brahmanas and feed them nicely. That is a sure shot way to make sure that Krishna is pleased. Therefore, in any performance, first the brahmanas are invited to take, to partake of the prasadam. Always. And while growing up, I didn't understand what was going on in our households, but that was the principle. Of course, the genuine respect was not there, but it was like a convention, if you will. But only after hearing from Prabhupada, the convention makes sense. That the first, they would place banana leaves and proper seats for the brahmanas, and the brahmanas were invited to partake of the Mahaprasadam. It's very pleasing to Krishna. So he's describing, this is how great the brahmanas are, that when they eat, I am more satisfied than anything else. And food grains are the expression of fruit of mercy in one sense. Because through sacrifice comes rain, and from rain comes grain. And by grain one is sustained. Without grain one cannot be sustained at all. That's what nourishes the body, and Prabhupada saying nourishes the brain, and so they become peaceful. People become peaceful. And for want of food, people are very agitated. So when that food is offered back to Krishna, that is the highest, one of the highest expressions of recognizing where all that mercy is coming from. And Krishna is saying, by that being offered to the brahmanas, he's very pleased by it. So back to the broader context, Rishabhdev is giving important lessons to his sons. And he's also calling them brahmanas, vipraha. And he's giving an important lesson. This verse, contextually, is connected to the overall lesson. So first of all, the overall lesson that Lord Rishabhdev is giving in this chapter is that the doorway for elevation comes from serving great persons. Mahat Sevam Dvaram Ahor Vimukte. And the doorway for continued hellish conditions of life comes from associating with and serving those who are steeped in sense gratification. And now that he's telling his sons, now that you have a human body, don't use that for sense gratification. because sense gratification is freely available. However, the purpose of life is to restrain the senses from gratification so that the mind can become sober and peaceful and use that sober mind and senses in serving great personalities and become free once and for all from this horrible condition. And the doorway for that is by searching after great persons and serving them. Hamse gurau mai bhaktya anuvrutya. This comes a few verses ago. So who are those great persons that you should go look for? The brahmanas. The exalted personalities who can help us develop the proper consciousness. A. Prabhupada says Brahmanical platform or Brahmanical consciousness. To counteract the urge or the urges of being drawn by the senses, the counteraction is to come to the platform of Brahmanical status. And Brahmanical status is characterized by these qualities: shamo, dama, tapas, shaucham, kshantir, arjavam, evava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikyam, brahma, karma, svabhavajam. So that platform for a brahmana is to be able to cultivate these qualities. How to cultivate qualities? This is a principle. We attain the qualities of those who we serve. So those who serve sense gratifiers, they develop great urges for sense gratification. Those who serve the brahmanas, they develop the qualities of the brahmanas. So to counteract sense gratification, first thing needed is shama. Shama means peacefulness. The mind is too agitated for want of sense gratification. So when one withdraws oneself from sense gratification, then the mind becomes peaceful. Contrary to popular thought, that the more one engages one's mind in sense gratification, the more peaceful it will become. Because why curb those desires? Why are you curbing the mind and senses from their natural propensities? This is bogus philosophy. So shama. And for shama state to continue, peacefulness, one needs dhamma. Dhamma means sense control, self-control. Self-control very simply is recognizing, whoa, my senses and mind are running. Let me not pursue that. And tapaha and shaucham. Tapasya, that's the austerity. Austerity is willfully, willingly not giving in to the urges of the senses and the mind. Shaucham, cleanliness, bodily cleanliness. And more importantly, shaucham in connection to Rishabhdeva's teachings is he calls the unclean mind as karmatmaka. Karmatmaka means filled with fruitive mentality, fruitive tendencies, and pursuing all the plan making to fulfill those fruitive tendencies. Shaucham, kshantir. Kshanti means tolerance. A person doesn't go from heavy conditioning state to Brahmanical state overnight. It takes perseverance. And while one is progressing, there are onslaughts of the senses and the mind, and one needs to learn to tolerate them. And the most important tool we have to help develop tolerance is good instruction. Without good instruction, we cannot develop tolerance. One may develop tolerance in the gritting one's teeth way, but that will not last. Arjavam means, here Prabhupada says, honesty. One's honesty, this is one of the crowning qualities of a brahmana. Jnanam, vijnanam, knowledge and wisdom. So studying of Prabhupada's books, applying teachings from Prabhupada's books, helps us develop jnanam and vijnanam. Hearing from these brahmanas and being guided by them, how to apply those instructions. Jnanam vijnanam. Astikyam. Astikyam is religiousness. Living a proper life guided by scripture, by sadhu and by guru. These are ways or qualities by which one can counteract the inherent urge or tendency to pursue sense gratification. So you can think of these as, or we can think of these as decelerators. And these qualities give direction to life. Without these qualities, one's mind will be very, very agitated or filled with the plan making of pursuing serious sense gratification. So without brahmanas in society, without brahminical culture, there is no anchor for humanity. The brahmanas provide anchors. Anchors means stable platform to which to hold against or to rest against, to rest upon. We need anchors because the current of the modes of nature are very, very strong. They take us from one sense gratification situation to another sense gratification situation. And very seriously and very fast. So the brahmanas provide anchor within society. How to live one's life, how to tolerate those urges, how to guide the mind and senses for a higher purpose. Hrishikena, Hrishikesha Sevanam. And for that we need these qualities, we need these persons. Without their help, one cannot progress in life. Back to the purport. Any civilization not based on Brahmanical culture or guided by Brahmanas is certainly a condemned civilization. We call it the headless society. There are some persons who, in the name of, serving, only think of serving humanity. So serving humanity has its place, but not without understanding that the most important thing is service to Krishna. And it is service to Krishna that manifests as service to all other living entities. If one is not serving Krishna, the root of all existence, then even if one has good intentions of serving other living entities, he cannot. First of all, he cannot reach all other living entities. And second, he cannot sustain that service attitude towards all other living beings. Because one of the issues, that one of the forces that negates serving other living entities is Adi Bhautika Klesha. Some other living entity is always a cause of distress. And that force is stronger than a person's determination to serve other living entities. The only way to counteract the kleshas is to repose the service attitude within Krishna or towards Krishna. And that is done by taking guidance from brahmanas. So they're very, very important within society. And Rishabhdev is, through his sons, is instructing that that's the life one must live. And in the future verses, he's going to describe how to see the Vedas, how to see other living entities in relation to him. So, some thoughts. Anyone would like to add something? Yes, Mataji.
I was just thinking how we're constantly being reminded that the brahmanas have to be the head of the society in order for society to not be chaotic, etc. But then one wonders, you know, how that will ever happen, how people yeah. will actually take to that formula. So then I was just thinking about how, you know, Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita to a kshatriya, and he says that this teaching is handed down through a parampara of Rajarshis. And how incredibly important it is for qualified kshatriyas to... It seems like the qualified kshatriyas are the ones that really have to learn this lesson.
Yes. Because
they're the ones that are going to implement it and execute it and enforce it. It's not like just Joe, common person, is going to take to it without the kshatriya setting the example, you know. So anyway, I was just appreciating how in Prabhupada's previous purports he had emphasized that we need a governmental leader, not just a brahminical, you know,
yes.
council, but we need a kshatriya leader who's really convinced about this and then can implement it in society.
And he also told all of his sons, follow Bharat, because he's going to be the prime kshatriya who's going to set everything in place for Brahminical culture to flourish. Anyone else? Karunanidhipa would like to say something.
Here I saw one nice verse in Bhakti Sandarbha. It is stated, among many thousands of brahmanas, A jagginka Brahman is best. Among thousands of jagginka Brahmans, one who fully knows Vedanta is best. Among millions of knowers of Vedanta, one who is a devotee of Vishnu is best. And among thousands of devotees of Vishnu, one who is an unalloyed Vaishnava is best. This is Bhakti Sandarbha. 177. And also there is another verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, then regarding you told about Shraddha Pratra by Advaita Acharya. After Advaita Acharya offered Haridas Thakur
yes.
the Shraddha Patra, which is usually offered to a worshipable Brahman, Haridas Thakur was surprised. Resuming him, Advaita Acharya replied, my dear Haridas, do not be afraid. I shall behave strictly according to the principle of the revealed scriptures. Feeding you is equal to feeding 10 million Brahmans. Therefore, accept this Shraddha Patra. The Advaita Acharya, thus Advaita Acharya made him eat.
Thank you for completing the story. I started off the story and kind of drifted into some other place. Thank you. That was the whole point of saying that story, Advaita Acharya, so we can glorify Haridas Thakur. I kind of lost somewhere. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.